An elementary school assembly in Mitchell yesterday took an unexpected turn. Teachers and students walked into an assembly they thought focused on a character program. Instead, they found local and state dignitaries who revealed the real reason they got together. SDPB's Keely Boltina takes you there.
Kids shuffle into the gym at Mitchell's Longfellow Elementary. Members of the student council are easy to spot. They're scooting together in the corner of the gym with yellow and red superhero logos leaping off of bright blue t-shirts. After the Pledge of Allegiance, the superhero student council sings a song. Teacher Amanda Christensen performs the actions as she sings with her students. She has a matching superhero shirt, and she sits on the floor with the kids when the assembly resumes. She listens as South Dakota Secretary of Education Melody Schopp flabbergasts students with information about technology when she was in school.
When I was in elementary school, believe it or not, there were no computers. And guess what? There were no cell phones. Can you believe that? And we did not have the internet.
And then South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard demonstrates how many students attended his one-room school, explains he was the only student in his grade, and pokes fun at the education secretary.
Dr. Schopp was talking about when she was your age, there were no computers. She must be very old, don't you think? That was a long time ago. Oh, my.
During the assembly, fourth grade teacher Amanda Christensen cares for her students. She quietly encourages them to sit and listen, and she adjusts seating as necessary. It's elementary school, after all.
Hello, Longfellow Elementary School. Let's try that again. Hello, Longfellow Elementary School. Wow, you guys.
Greg Gallagher with the Milken Family Foundation takes the microphone. He says he's traveled 1,600 miles from California to reveal a secret. One of Mitchell's teachers is a 2017 recipient of the Milken Educator Award.
The first thing the teacher gets is one big surprise because you can't apply and we don't accept nominations. You don't find us, we find you. We search, we go all over the country to find the best of the best. The second thing the teacher gets is a lot of celebration and recognition, as you can see by all the distinguished guests that are here, including Governor Dugard and First Lady. And the media is here to cover it. But most importantly, all of you students are here to see it firsthand. Next, the teacher joins a team. This is an elite all-star education team with other Milken educators that received the Milken Award. The recipient will also receive an all-expenses-paid trip to New Orleans, Louisiana, to participate in a Milken Educator Award forum. And there is something else. The teacher is going to receive a financial award. Raise your hand if you can tell me what a financial award is.
The kids know. It's money. Through a process involving pint-sized volunteers and adding zeros, Gallagher reveals that the teacher receives $25,000. Then he lets the governor announce her name.
Amanda Christensen.
Christensen slowly stands up from the floor. She manages a couple of hugs from students before kids in superhero shirts surround her. They're ecstatic. She is speechless.
Oh my goodness. I have no idea what to say. You guys, this is amazing. I'm absolutely blown away. This wouldn't be possible. I feel like I don't know.
Christensen manages a few sentiments before the kids clap, the assembly wraps, and students head back to class.
Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Christensen is one of 35 people in the country this year who are Milken Educator Award winners.
The Milk and Family Foundation chose Mitchell Elementary teacher Amanda Christensen because they say she uses forward-thinking teaching methods that encourage 21st century skills. Christensen emphasizes open-end discussions to encourage students to question, and she says she wants students to solve problems together. A few minutes after finding out she'd won an honor that comes with $25,000, SDPB's Keely Boltina walked with Christensen to her classroom where they had this discussion.
You look happy, you look a little overwhelmed, you're beaming, but there are a lot of things going through your head, I think.
Absolutely. I am in complete shock. When they said my name, I was instantly swarmed by my students, which was awesome. But I just feel like this is really a school award. I just am so honored to work with the people I work with. And yes, there's a million things running through my head right now. I don't even know what to think. I'm still in shock. So,
I was eavesdropping on your conversation with the representative from Milken, and you said, how did this happen? I'm just from Mitchell, South Dakota.
I'm still questioning that. I can't believe that this big corporation in California found us in South Dakota, in Mitchell, South Dakota, no less, and in a population, 20,000 people here. I just can't believe it.
Walk me through the anticipation of hearing how the assembly kind of turned from this hero motif, which, by the way, is emblazoned on your shirt. You have a big superhero shirt on today.
Well, my principal said, we're having an Ove assembly, and your student council is going to lead the song. And it was like, all right, I got this. We'll be great. Have no fear. And then here, the governor was here, and then all of the school board and all of these representatives and the city officials. And I'm like, this is, I think, a bigger deal than they made it out to be at the beginning. And I just couldn't believe it. Still can't believe it. And then when he was describing the process and the excellence in teaching, I'm like, oh, I'm just so honored to be part of this school. And I'm so thankful that someone in our district is being honored. And when they said my name, my jaw hit the floor. I just couldn't believe it.
But you keep going back to this concept of, but it's not about me, it's about the school, but it is about you, right?
We're really a team because you are who you spend the most time with. And so because I work in such an amazing district with such wonderful people, I beg, borrow, and steal all the time. Like, I consult others. How can I do this better? What am I doing wrong? How can I improve? And because I just feel like because of that collaboration, you know, we are who we are. So,
Amanda Christensen, give me an example of one of those times that you have brought something to the classroom and interacted with students and you walked out and you went, that stuck. It's hard with fourth graders, I think.
My fourth graders are so bright. But I mean, honestly, anytime we read a new story, they're constantly making connections to previous conversations we had. This morning, I had a student that just returned from Thailand, and so we pulled down the map and we compared where Thailand is and talked about capitals and time zones, and it's just adapting with the thing. And now they're all eager to explore other places, and they want to do more research on time zones, and it's just their excitement. I mean, my excitement leads to their excitement. And when they're excited about learning, I mean, good things happen.
But what happens when you have a different lesson plan? You have everything looking great, and then somebody comes back from Thailand. How do you decide, no, we're going to throw that out. We're going to talk about this because it's relevant to these fourth graders in this moment. How do you make that decision, and how do you know it's effective?
It's an easy decision to make. It's terrible to say, but I mean, it's what they're eager to learn about and what they're excited about. And like everyone says, you need to relate to what your students need. And that was an amazing lesson. We'll still get to what I had planned just a little later than, you know, from our discussion from Thailand, but we'll get there.
What do you hope your students take away from this? They got to participate in the assembly. You said that they gave you a giant hug at the end while you were just trying to process the fact that it was your name that came over the loudspeaker. How are you going to handle this with them?
I really hope that this just inspires my kids to go on and dream big dreams and accomplish great things in their lifetime. And, you know, I teach my kids about being humble and being honored. And I just hope that, you know, we can all learn a good lesson from this. Just take it all in and, you know, keep doing what we're doing because it's working.
Who's in the room with us right now?
All right, so my husband's here, Marcus Christensen, and I'm so thankful that he's here. And then my mom's here, Londi Youngstrom. I'm so thankful she's here too. And we have two beautiful children who are not here right now, but Kenley is 4 and Cooper is 2, and I love them so much.
Your husband's doing okay, but your mom's tearing up a little bit over there.
This is quite a shock. I mean, I'm going to go home tonight, and I'm sure buckets are going to be falling out of my eyes, but this is amazing, and this is very emotional, and I just never in a million years dreamt that this was possible or would happen, especially in the field of teaching. I do it because I love my kids, but to be recognized on this platform just is mind-blowing.
SDPB's Keely Boltina talking with newly named Milken Educator Award winner Amanda Christensen. She is the only teacher in South Dakota to receive the honor this year.